Turn to picture 9. You know, boys and girls, the Israelite people were God's chosen people. Even though God loves everyone, every tribe, He had a special tribe, and that was the Israel tribe. But God was not happy when His people sinned against Him. And many times when they sinned against Him, God would turn His back against them. You know, if you disobey your daddy is not happy with you, and sometimes he has to punish you because you have disobeyed him. Isn't that right? Well, when the Israelite people disobeyed God, God would have to punish them. There was a very curly tribe called the Philistines, and they liked to fight other tribes. One time when the Philistines and the Israelites were fighting, God allowed the Philistines to beat the Israelites, and all the Israelites were made their slaves. Oh, they treated the Israelites very, very badly and made them work very hard. After 20 years, the Israelites called out to God to help them. Someone was now a big man, and he was a priest or the religious leader for the Israelites. Samuel said to the people, "If you are going to repent and return to God, you must do it with a true heart. You must get rid of all those foreign gods and idols, and you must serve God only. If you do this, then God will help you and let you be free once again." So all of the Israelites got together in one place, and they decided that they would ask God to forgive them and that they would serve the only true God. The Philistines heard that the Israelites were all together in one place, so they decided to go to fight the Israelites again. The Israelites were frightened, and they asked Samuel to pray to God for them, and he also offered a sacrifice to God. Can you see Samuel doing that in the picture? But you know, God helped his people. God made a loud thunder to be heard. All the Philistines got confused, and the Israelites were able to defeat the Philistines. Can you see the Philistines frightened in this picture? You know, boys and girls, the Israelite people were God's chosen people, but they wanted to do just whatever they wanted. They did not want to do what God wanted them to do. And you know, if you do only what you want to do and do not obey your parents, you get punished for this, don't you? Well, this is the same with the Israelite people. They were like God's children, and God had to punish them when they disobeyed Him. So, boys and girls, it is important to obey God and do those things which make Him happy. Now, this is the end of picture 9.